Now, first on the news at one, you may have heard in the news bulletin about five men who've been arrested as part of an investigation into the money laundering of over €1.5 million through bogus companies and bank accounts in false names. Well, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more on this now. So there's a gang involved here, Paul. What do you know?
Yeah, the Gardaí say this is a criminal gang involved in a range of organised crime activities, specifically cyber crime such as phishing, where they fish for information, they scam you to get your bank details, etc. The Revenue put out a warning about this last week. Smishing is where they do it by SMS to text, which is also huge at the moment. And then there's vishing, which is by voice, where they ring you up and try to scam money from you. Now, the gang is also involved in more traditional non-cyber crime activities such as organised prostitution and thefts. Now, throughout this investigation, the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau identified bogus companies and a large number of bank accounts that were set up in both false names and also through money mules. These are people who allow their own bank accounts to be used to launder money. They identified eight garages which supposedly were involved in fixing and selling cars, but the Gardaí believe these are being used as fronts for money laundering. They also identified 70 accounts in false names. One person had accounts in 18 different names, and the Gardaí Economic Crime Bureau say that so far they've established that about €1.5 million was laundered through these accounts.
So Paul, in terms of what happened today there, you mentioned that there were eight garages identified. Were they the places that were, where there were the searches happened?
Yeah, they were. There was a series of raids today in homes and at these bogus premises. There were eight searches in North and West Dublin, in Malahide and in Blanchardstown. Documents relating to the false companies and bank accounts were seized, along with cash around €30,000, phones, identifications and false IDs, and also expensive alcohol, high-grade whiskey and champagne. Five men were arrested. They're all Romanian nationals. They're aged in their late 20s and early 30s. Two are being held under anti-gang legislation, which means they can be questioned for up to 7 days, two on suspicion of money laundering and one for obstructing the Gardaí. Now, the Gardaí, also Gardaí seconded to the Department of Social Protection, and Romanian-speaking Gardaí were out on the searches this morning. Specifically, the Romanian-speaking Gardaí were able to deal with people who were claiming not to speak English, and also they were able to understand what these people were saying amongst themselves while the Gardaí were searching their premises.
Okay, you mentioned social protection there, and Gardaí uncovered criminality around the COVID payments.
Yeah, the COVID payment is €350 a week for 3 months. Now, that's €4,200 per person. It's very easy to get, and the Gardaí believe it's wide open to fraud, and evidence of widespread fraud is emerging. The Gardaí National Economic Crime Bureau is not investigating fraudulent payments as such, but they keep coming across it in the course of other operations, including this investigation today. Now, they say they identified 14 people making fraudulent COVID-19 claims. Some are abroad, some are here, some are working, and some have never worked. They believe that in this operation alone, there could be as much as €55,000. In other operations, they believe they've discovered around €100,000. And this is all without an investigation. And in one case, they've frozen around €40,000 in one bank account. So they believe that fraudulent COVID-19 payments is now becoming a major issue.
OK, Paul Reynolds there, our crime correspondent. Now, when the